On today's show, BMW reveals two vehicles that will premiere at next month's Detroit Auto Show. Ford CEO confirms it's developing a hybrid version of the F-150. And Continental is using the cloud to make vehicles safer and more efficient. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 18th of 2015. Volkswagen has turned to a familiar face to help it compensate owners of diesel vehicles equipped with emission cheating software. The company has hired Kenneth Feinberg to address claims related to the scandal. He was the lawyer who handled GM's ignition switch claims, as well as claims from victims of 9/11 and the BP oil spill. Feinberg will set up a program for owners to seek compensation, and that could be as many as 500,000 people. Stay tuned, because we'll have more about the VW scandal later in the show. Last week, Ford announced it's investing an additional $4.5 billion to develop hybrid and electric vehicles. By the end of the decade, 40% of its nameplates will be electrified. And now we know that will include the F-150. CEO Mark Fields confirmed in an interview on NPR that the pickup will have a hybrid variant by the end of the decade. As you may remember, GM used to offer hybrid versions of the Sierra and Silverado, but the company dropped those models because of poor sales. BMW will have two world premieres at the Detroit Auto Show next month. The new M2 Coupe will make its debut. It's powered by a 3-liter inline six-cylinder that cranks out 365 bhp and 343 pound-feet of torque. It's able to move from 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 4.2 seconds. The 2016 M2 goes on sale next spring. The X4 M40i will also be revealed at the show. It's powered by a newly developed inline six-cylinder gasoline engine, which delivers 355 horsepower and can move from 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds. The X4 M40i will hit dealer showrooms in February. And still to come, we think we know what this camouflage car is, but do you?
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Supplier company Continental has been using its Electronic Horizon technology, also called eHorizon, which uses certain data from a static map stored in the vehicle, to help commercial vehicles reduce fuel consumption by about 3% since 2012. But now Continental is taking its eHorizon technology to the next level by connecting it to the cloud. The driver or other vehicle systems will be able to get fresh and accurate data for things like traffic lights, speed limits, construction, or obstacles on the road. When paired with its 48-volt mild hybrid system, Continental says it will be able to reduce fuel consumption by an additional 3 to 4%, not to mention how much safer it is knowing what's coming on the road ahead. As we said the other day, 48-volt systems could end up killing off high-voltage mild hybrids, and here's yet another way the system can be made even more efficient. Continental will be showcasing its dynamic eHorizon technology on public roads next month in Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. Living and working in the suburbs of Detroit, it's not uncommon to see a camouflage vehicle roaming the streets. And while stopping to get lunch yesterday, we spotted this car sitting in the parking lot of a Panera. We think we've got a pretty good idea what its identity is, but we're not 100% sure, so we'd like to know what you think it is. Just leave your guess in the comments section below, and we'll reveal the mystery car next week. And coming up next, a look at whether management or a rogue employee is responsible for the VW scandal.
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you. and you throw it it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
On AutoLine this week, the focus is all about the biggest issues facing the automotive industry. That's because John invited his blue ribbon panel of auto analysts on the show to discuss those issues. VW's diesel emission cheating scandal was by far and away the biggest story in the auto world this year. In the following clip, John and his panel shared their thoughts on the scandal.
What you have here is a company that was run by engineers, and you have a company that was singularly, supposedly, able to meet the diesel emission standards where no other auto company, and they all investigated it, able to do with it. Now, wouldn't you have thought that somebody at Volkswagen at the top would have said, now, why were we able to do it? What is our secret sauce? Have we patented it? Have we locked it up so that we have it in perpetuity?
Well, part of the problem is that when you look at an auto company from the top level, senior management, the complexity is just unbelievable. And we kind of have the feeling as an outsider looking in, well, you should have seen that little detail. And while this is not a detail the way it's been exposed, when you look at all of the other stuff that is going on, it's kind of a detail, and it can slip through the cracks. I don't think a senior guy would do something like that, but you could see somebody lower because he thought the senior guy told me to do that.
I don't know. I still have the feeling myself. I'm with Marianne on this. Maybe the senior guy poking into it a bit said, oh, okay, don't tell me anymore. Yeah, I don't want to know. I know nothing kind of thing. How do you see that?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And, my concern is not only the damage that's been done to the corporation, but to each of the individual brands, their stakeholders around the world, employees, dealers, dealership employees, owners, everybody that has believed in Volkswagen and its brands and its engineering integrity is in for a big hurt.
So what other issues does John and his panel see as potential game changers in the industry? Well, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, to find out. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a great weekend. And join us again on Monday for the latest news in the global automotive industry.